Let me just talk a little bit about something that I honestly didn't understand before, not fully. I think it's going to be really useful to everyone on this call. I'm actually going to mute you all out, then I'll bring you back. All right, you should be muted. Okay, so here's what I want to talk about. Is I've learned this in the past couple of weeks from studying pay-per-click. There are different paths that people take to get to your product, to get to you. And you've got to decide where you want to be on this continuum. Let me explain. Newbies, you got to think, like, I forget the result, the results, but I read something like, you know, 80% of the people find you on the web from going to Google. So, like, I like to use a mind map program. I find it very liberating. So I'm using a program called MindJet. But there are free mind map programs online, like bubble.us, I think, is one. You just type in free mind map program. There are free ones. There are inexpensive ones, and then MindJet's a little bit more expensive. They all work pretty good. You can use the free one online, no problem. But here's the gist of what I have to say about it is, you want to map the path that new people take to find you. What magazines do they read? And you want to write down the magazine, right? Or all the magazines. Then if you're using the mind map program, you push the little button, in my case, insert, and it starts a little branch next to the name of the magazine, and I can list all the URLs mentioned in the magazine so I know the websites that people are going to. Then I can go to each of those websites. I can see what blogs do they recommend, what forum do they have, or what forums do they recommend, right? You know, who do they link to? So that's one path. Then the next path is all the keywords that say a newbie going into your industry searching for your product would type in Google. You grab all those URLs. You get all the resources on those sites. These items they recommend and so forth are these items they have. Now, here's the issue. You may not want to attract newbies. You may want to be further down that buying chain because it may be that new people aren't educated enough to buy what you got. Like, let's say I'm selling an expensive autoresponder service. A newbie ain't going to buy it. You're looking for someone further down that chain. So what you do is you literally trace the chain and you find out the point that you want to insert yourself into the chain. So let me just give you an example. In my industry, I'm talking total newbie. They ain't even going to search on Google because they may not even know Google about. They got a computer and they're going to go to the search function on their computer. And that search function is called MSN because it's the default on PCs. So they're going to go to MSN. They're going to search work at home. So now I got a list of the URLs that come up under work at home. Now I go to those URLs and I see what blogs they mention, what forums they link to, and so forth. So this is like level one is the work at home websites. Level two are who they link to, the blogs, the forums, the ebooks they recommend, and so forth. Level three is from those resources. What gurus do they talk about, what blogs do they recommend, what resources, what websites, right? And you keep going along that chain from this to this to this until you get really to the link in that chain where you go, this is where my buyers are, and you typically know because you see competitive ads there all of a sudden showing up at that point. So you know to insert yourself at that point, or if you're savvy, you drop your link your lead generation for your free reports and so forth in the link in the chain before that link. So you're hitting all your people up before your competitors get. This is a million-dollar idea I just gave you, multi-million-dollar idea. I've never heard anybody say it before. I never thought of it before. Here's the way it came up. In the pay-per-click marketing world, what you do is you want to be way down that chain. In other words, you want to be at the end of the chain for whatever it is people link in that chain people are at. So let's just say the work at home. In the work at home link, first of all, they're just going to search broad work at home, but they're probably not buying. So once they're ready to buy, maybe they're going to search on buy work at home ebook or the specific name of a work at home program. So in pay-per-click marketing, those are the long tail keywords. You want to bid as specific as you can originally because you're trying to get as close. What's the last thing people search for before they buy? You know, if you're selling to the work-at-home market, that's who it is. Now, if you're one link beyond work-at-home and you're selling, say, a business opportunity that's a little bit better than an envelope stuffing program, you know, then you got to say, if people are going to buy these business opportunities, what is it they're searching on right before they buy? Because you're trying to get in at that point so you don't have – because you're trying to get to the closest point to the sale possible. So in pay-per-click marketing, a lot of people use buy keywords. You know, they literally will have the word buy in there, or they will have highly specific product names or highly specific long-tail keyword searches. So this is how it's done in pay-per-click. And it made me realize, wow, you could map out your whole buying chain like this. Now, here's what's kind of interesting about it is on those broad searches, like if you search MSN for work at home, you probably ain't going to get in the top on SEO on work at home and stay there long because, you know, you got entrepreneur there. You have some websites that are just major, major, major heavy duty. But you could go to those sites and advertise on those sites or in their e-zines or stuff affordably. So this is the way you find your customers. And so the idea is you just map this whole puppy out the best you can. You know, you don't have to be perfect about it or obsessive, you know, compulsive about it. But kind of map it out and figure out where do you belong in this chain. You know, where is the best inflection point, leverage point to find your customers? So let me bring you off mute and see if this gives anyone any ideas. All right, we're off mute. All right, does this spark an? Hold on, does this spark an idea for anyone on the call? If it does, speak up. Tell me your name, what city you're calling from, and what idea it sparks.
Yeah, Mike Patzel.
Hey, Mike.
I don't use the pay-per-click very much outside of some simple testing, but it does tell me to go back through and see where people are being recommended and where I need to be.
Well, yeah, because it's not just for the pay-per-click. It's on the organic side also.
Exactly.
And right? Those websites that they might be going to, and can you buy banners on there advertising those e-zines, or what blogs are they recommending people to, and can you get an article on that blog?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. That is a very good thing to step back.
Yeah, no one's ever revealed this before. I've never heard anybody talk about this because it's really a pretty sophisticated level of understanding of the market. And it's really a gorgeous thing because, you can preempt your competitors. You find out the link in the chain where all your competitors are at, and you get in that chain one link before them. Like, let me just give you an example. Let's say all your competitors are advertising on XYZ. Let me just show you a brilliant example, as a matter of freaking fact. Let's say all your competitors are really advertising on, five, websites. They're buying banners there and blah, 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 right? Well, you could go to that website, find all their backlinks, the sites that link to them, and run ads on all those sites. Because, you know, those are the sites they get to before they get to that site that all your competitors are advertising on. See? Or let's say it's a forum. Let's say all your competitors are promoting in, let's say, Warriors Forum. So I go in, I find all the links, or what are called the backlinks, and I'll tell you how to do this in a second. You find all the backlinks to Warriors Forum, and now you run your ads on those because, you know, that's where they're going before they get to the Warriors Forum. So you're hitting them before your competitors do. Now, how do you find these links? If you just search, find backlinks in Google, I'm going to give you a specific program that I recommend here in a second. But if you just search, backlinks or find backlinks in Google, there are free programs that will do this. I'm going to recommend a paid one, because it's really great at breaking stuff down. But Mike, does that give you any ideas?
Oh yeah, exactly. Because that's where I want to have my lead capture mechanism.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, your lead capture, then at this point you just insert bait, which is a free report on a hot topic. You know, that kind of nothing really special at that point. It's just knowing where to put it in that chain. And once you know that, boy, it's really potent, it's really powerful. But let's hear from some of the rest of you. And I'm looking up the link to this product I want to recommend to you. But let me hear from some of the rest of you, maybe some of you newbies or newer people. Let me put it this way. Who here did I lose on this? Who just got, like, lost? And don't be shy, you know, it's everybody's at a different point in their learning curve on this thing. Go ahead, guys and gals, speak up.
Marlon, this is Nancy.
Hey, Nancy, well, what's up?
I'm alive and awake, and those are good things these days. I've been under the
By the way, the link, the site that I wanted to give you is called findbacklinks.org, F-I-N-D, backlinks, findbacklinks.org. And that will take you to a killer video and everything of a software program called WebComp Analyst that will analyze all the backlinks for you, tell you what they are, the PR rank of them, blah, 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 blah. Okay, go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, so first let me say that there is a way on Yahoo if you put in the website and do a Yahoo.
That's true. You can do link domain colon. And
right.
the name of the domain, or you can just do link colon on Google and the name of the domain, and that will bring up backlinks just doing that. The web comp is a lot more, the findbacklinks.org is a lot more sophisticated, but you don't spend any money on anything. Yeah, that'll work great.
Now, my question is, how do you know what is the last thing? Like, you know, Mike was just saying he knows that that's where he wants to put his mechanism, his opt-in mechanism. Is on
all right,
the one
Nancy,
to the
let's
last.
Say this. What website do you know that your competitors advertise on or that people go to buy your product or service? Or do you know that?
I don't know that.
All right, Nancy, well, I remember we brainstormed on this before, but tell me again what it is that you want to sell now.
I'm doing a newsletter for newbies, the Newbie Queens newsletter, and I'm writing about that on my blog. So, you know, it's just basically internet marketing for newbies.
All right. So
that kind of stuff.
What terms are newbies going to search for in Google?
Make money online, all the usual.
All right. So you go and you find those websites.
Uh-huh.
And you either run ads there or you run ads on the blogs and forums and e-zines they recommend. You also search their backlinks and see who's linking to them. And you can run ads on the blog forums, e-zines, et cetera, of the backlinks that are linking to those sites.
Okay. My question specifically was the way I understood it, but I'm on a lot of medication, so I could be completely off base here, that there was, like, the next to the last one. Did I misunderstand that?
Well, at a higher level of understanding, yeah. At a higher level of understanding, you're trying to advertise at the point in the chain right before they buy. Specifically, that method is really for the pay-per-click keywords, Nancy.
Oh, okay.
It's really trying to find buy keywords. And the way that you do that is you use the AdWords tools, and you do your keyword search, and then you just look at the keyword and you say, is this a keyword someone would search if they're going to buy? Just for an example, you know, my software, push-button letters. Sales letter sample, does that sound like they're going to buy?
No.
No. They're looking for a free sample newsletter. They ain't looking
right.
to buy.
Right.
How about if they search for Armin Morin sales letter generator?
Yeah.
They're probably looking to buy because somebody's told them, you need to check out Armin Morin sales letter generator.
Uh-huh.
You see how that's a lot more specific. The more specific the search, the higher the commercial intent, typically.
Right. Okay.
Now, Microsoft has a tool you can search for called Microsoft Commercial Intent.
Right.
And it's a tool that will tell you the commercial intent of a keyword. In this program that I recommended, the backlinks.org, I think that has a is that the one? I think, I've looked at so many programs recently. I think that one may have a commercial intent. No. I'll tell you, Market Samurai, MarketSamurai, I think, MarketSamurai.com.
Uh-huh.
That is a free version that's absolutely drop-dead killer. The keyword search on it. And there's a thing in there, I think it's called OCI, which I do not understand. Some of their words, you have to drill down into them. Anyway, one of those key words in there, if you mouse over them, you will see that it will say measures commercial intent.
Right.
And it's a free tool that will tell you, it'll pull out all the keywords when you type it in, and then it'll tell you the commercial intent of each keyword. So then you pretty much know the keywords to bid on, but then, Nancy, let me point this out. Let's say that the keyword that had a high commercial intent was, start business ebook. Now, I don't know, but let's say that was a high commercial intent. Now, you search that on the organic searches. You don't necessarily have to bid on Google. You can search on the organic searches, see the organic sites for you newbies. Those are the sites on the left-hand side that come up, not the paid side, which is the right side or the very top, but the organic searches. And then you could go to all of those websites, look to see if you can buy banners on them, look to see if they have forums you can run ads in, see if they link to other forums, see what ebooks they're selling, see if you can get your ebook on there, see what sites they – does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Now all of a sudden you're inserted into that chain under a keyword that you know people are searching on when they're going to buy. So now if you go to those organic sites that come up when they search something with high commercial intent, you got a pretty good chance that you're reaching them at a point when they're getting ready to buy.
Yeah, I get it.
It's not always clear cut, Nancy. I mean, there ain't any search tool that you can go to where it'll just give you the buy keywords.
Right.
Like some of them aren't even – some of them you don't find out till you run the ads. You can run pay-per-click ads and find out if they buy. Rule of thumb is if they buy, they had a high commercial intent.
Uh-huh.
If nobody buys on the keyword, it doesn't have very good high commercial intent. But some of them you can tell just by looking, Well, for example, let's say I was selling ebook on how to get Xbox free or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
How to save money or something about Xboxes, A very broad search term without much buying intent would be Xbox 360. A keyword that might have a high commercial intent, I know nothing about Xbox, but how about, Xbox 360 model number 432 or something. That person's a lot more serious about buying.
Right.
Because they put some thought into it, right?
Yes.
Know kind of the difference between searching for mobile phone and T-Mobile, blah, 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 where it's real specific. Mm-hmm. So the more specific the search is, the higher commercial intent. The point is you can not only bid on those keywords in Google, but you can also then go look at the organic sites that come up and see if you can insert yourself somewhere. And, you can post in those forums on those organic sites for free.
Yeah.
You can post comments on those blogs. You can possibly run ads on the blogs. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities at that point. But the cool thing is you're reaching them when there's high commercial intent. I mean, this is big on pay-per-click, too. I never knew this about – I didn't really understand about pay-per-click. I heard it, but when you read the e-books about pay-per-click, they're just like, search for keywords like buy, da-da-da-da. But it's really a much larger concept than that. The concept is really about trying to find – the concepts, keywords, things they're searching for when there's more commercial intent to purchase something. Now, sometimes you don't want the high commercial intent. Like if you're selling something really big ticket, by the time they have commercial intent, they're too close. They've already kind of made up their mind about what product they're going to buy. I'll give you a perfect example of that is in real estate. Craig Proctor is one of the top real estate agents of the world. He's in Canada. What Craig Proctor will do is run ads that reach people – when they're not ready to make that selling decision. Now, he will just something like more like this. What would your home sell for? You know, like, this is just an idea. I can't remember his exact ads, but he might run something. What would your home sell for? See, that's a person, they're not ready to list their home. They don't have this intent to list their home. They just saw this ad and, oh, that's, hey, honey, what would our home sell for? That sounds interesting. Let's go to this website. So, see, what he does is he reaches them as early as he can before any other realtor hits them, and then he tries to cultivate them so when they do get to that buy point, you know, they've already decided on him. So he's reaching as early as possible, and he has them in a whole cultivation funnel. But that's a lot more, that's a very sophisticated marketing method. You know, it's how sophisticated do you want to be. At the low, you know, your newbie realtor is just going to try to get them with an ad of, you know, 7 reasons I can list your house now and get it to sell. Because they're wanting people that are going to take action now. Your established realtor, real estate agent, they're going to try to reach people. They already got a successful business, so they're going to try to reach people as early as they can in that buying chain and cultivate them all along because they have the finances and resources to do it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
In other words, are you cultivating? Are you a hitman?
Yeah.
You know? The hitman's like, I need this last very second thing before they're going to buy or sign up or list their house. You know, that's the new person, and they're desperate to get gas in their car. The highly successful world-class agent selling more homes than anybody in the world is reaching them as early as possible in that chain so he can preempt every other real estate agent and not even give them a shot.
Yep, makes sense.
So does that give you any ideas of what you could do, Nancy? I mean, I understand that's theoretical. Let's bring it down to practical. Do you get any ideas of what you could then do specifically?
I'm sure I would have if I wasn't on all these meds. I just, you know, I'm
well, so let me just lay out a couple steps for you.
Great.
Okay. Make a list of 10 keywords that newbies would search on Google. Step one. Step two, do the searches on Google, write down all the URLs. Step three, go to URLs, see if they have e-zines you can run ads in or submit articles to. See if you can buy banner ads on the website. See if you can buy banner ads on their blogs. See if you can post comments on their blogs. Do that.
Okay.
There's your action plan.
Okay, good.
And then you can also see if you can buy those keywords on AdWords. See what the prices are and see if they're affordable. You know.
Uh huh. Okay.
One clever thing I found out to do on just kind of like more as an aside. One clever thing I found on AdWords is you know, if you're starting out, you really don't know a lot about AdWords. What you do is you look for keywords that have under whatever the first page of Google is, 7 or 8 keywords is all that on the right-hand side, 7 or 8 ads. So you look for less than that. Say you look for words that only have 3, 4, or 5, because then your ad's going to be, you know, 5, 6, or 7, you're going to be paying the minimum bid because there's not even 8 slots. So that means if there's 5 slots and your slot number 6, you're going to pay whatever the minimum bid is to have your ad show up.
Ah.
So that means you're going to be getting somewhere a penny a click or a nickel a click or a dime a click.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
So you're getting, you know, that's just, it's kind of like cherry picking. You're just picking stuff. You ain't going to get real high volumes, but you're going to get real cheap clicks because ain't anybody, you know, they only got, like right now, I bought some keywords just for the heck of it. I found some products on ClickBank I wanted to do direct linking on. So on ClickBank, the rule of thumb is you can direct link straight from your pay-per-click ad over to ClickBank as long as there's no other URL, you know, no other ad for that URL showing for that ClickBank
product. Okay, say that
product.
One more time. Could you say that one more time?
Oh, yeah. So I can go to ClickBank. So let me just give you a practical example. I went to ClickBank. search for blues guitar or guitar, and I found this ad for something about blues guitar, right?
Uh-huh.
And so then I just went to the Google keyword tool, right, found all the keywords for blues guitar and play blues guitar, learn to play blues guitar, right? You drop those into a Google campaign and just link directly using the ClickBank cop link that it gives you, the ClickBank affiliate link. You just link directly over there to their sales letter page. Now, if anybody else has an ad under that keyword for that ClickBank product, my ad won't show up. But I really don't care because I only bid 10 cents a click. So I'm only looking to show up on phrases where there's under 7 or 8 competitors to begin with, and that product isn't showing up already. So in that case, my ad shows, and I pay whatever my minimum bid is. It's like 5 or 10 cents a click is what I'm getting. I think I'm getting them for about 10 cents a click.
That tip is worth the price of this call.
Well, now, understand, you ain't going to make $1 million doing that. Well, I don't know. Actually, to be honest, some people have. Some people have made a lot of money doing that. You know, that's the old thing. It's called Google Cash.
Sure.
Chris Carpenter came out with that like 3 years ago. And the thing is, a whole lot of people now buy pay-per-click on those products. So there's a couple tricks. One of them is, even though they buy pay-per-click, you'd kind of be surprised that there's still quite a few of those keywords that Google in their own tool will give you that nobody's running the ad on. So you can run on those and get really cheap clicks. And then here's the big trick, though, and I learned this. I recommended this product called PPC Ninja last week in my e-zine. It's a really great, great ebook, but it ain't cheap. It's like $200, but it's the best thing I probably read on, like, just marketing affiliate products with pay-per-click. That and AdWords Black Book. But anyway, what he does is this. You know, he'll take and just look around and find an ad he sees running everywhere for a product. And then he'll go and find a product not on ClickBank, like on one of these other affiliate sites like Pay.com or ShareASale, but run a real similar ad to the one that's already successful, but then just direct link to a product no one else is promoting. So the ad will always, you know, you don't have – see, Google won't double serve an ad is my point. If one person is already running an ad direct linking to, say, a ClickBank product, and you run your ad also direct linking, Google's just going to show one of them, whoever's bidding the most money. It's called a double survey. They won't double serve two direct link ads. So what you do is you just go find another product that you know no one's advertising because you get it on one of these less popular affiliate sites. ShareASale, there's a bunch of them. Affiliate Fuel, Revenue Wire, there's a whole bunch of affiliate networks that frankly not very many people promote on. There's a million things on Commission Junction, and you'd be amazed that, like, not very many people promote that stuff. So I was just looking at, I mean, one way to do this, I mean, this is kind of more for fun. I don't know if it's a huge moneymaker. It could be. But I like to look at just what, like, a whole lot of people are searching for. And then you can go to, say you go to Commission Junction and you find a product related to that. Like, let me give you a stupid example. This is going to sound bad, but because I'm not hip-hop. But in the world of hip-hop, there's a thing called grind dancing. Don't ask, all right? But a gazillion billion people are searching for how to do this. And there's like only one or two, there's like no one's running ads on how to do it, believe it or not, or maybe like one person. And there are one or two affiliate products, if you search really hard, that you can find on how to do it. So you got a whole ton of people searching for this, and like ain't anybody running ads on how to do it. Now, that may not be your keyword topic you want to promote, but you get the idea. You just look for something that a whole lot of people are searching for and see if you can find an ad to promote on it that where nobody else is running an ad for that product. And then you can direct link. You don't even have to, you do not even have to create an affiliate landing page at all. I mean, this is kind of off topic. I'm really not about that. I'm really more about building lists because a list is long term. The only problem with this Google cache method is at some point the ad stops making money, and then if you don't have a list, you're back to square one making money. This is why we really believe in building lists. Now, that was the whole point of AdWords Black Book, which I also endorse. He does things like I just kind of said, but instead of direct linking, he builds a blog. He puts a huge opt-in box at the top of the blog, and then below it he puts an article related to the keyword term or search. And so he uses affiliate products to build lists. And then he can sell them other products, not just that one product, which is really smart. All right, I don't want to talk over everyone's head. Who here is lost and has a question? I've really covered so much already. Who here is lost and wants to ask something? Don't be shy. There's no bad, wrong question, dumb question. I know some of you, I probably just lost you. If I didn't, y'all are smart. All right. I guess I didn't lose anybody. Well, then let's go back to this whole point in the buying chain thing. Here's why this is important. Like in my case, I'm wanting to bring new blood into my business, and the affiliate game has changed. Within my industry, internet marketing, the old days affiliates would send you traffic till the cows come home. Nowadays, they're just promoting whatever the hot product of the day or the week is, so I have to kind of generate my own traffic now instead of relying as much on affiliates. This isn't true in all niches, but it's true in internet marketing. So the question becomes, you know, where do I find new blood? And you find the new blood by asking yourself, what is the new blood looking for? And where are they searching? What are they searching on? And then it's just basic target marketing. Once you find who these people are, what they're searching for, what websites they're going to, you look at the website, you see what topics are and hot buttons are on that website, and then you just take one of those and you produce a free report about it. If they have a forum, you go to the forum and you look for like what everybody's the most viewed threads on the forum, and that's what you create your free report about because that shows that's what the single biggest topic of interest is. So, you know, read through the forum, all the posts, write up the free report, and then put it out there on an ad. Who has a question or a comment on this? I feel like that I've just made some of your eyes glaze over. Anyone? I know there's people on this call other than Mike and Nancy. So, all right, let's see if you all are live. On the count of three, if you're alive, say yes. One, two, three.
Yes.
All right. For someone who said yes other than Mike or Nancy, tell me what you think of what I just said. Anyone other than Mike or Nancy.
Good morning, Marlon. This is Cullen.
Hi, Cullen.
First of all, I want to thank you for all of what you share. I know how excited you are. And I've gotten it. Some very key points that you covered. I'm looking forward to trying some. And it's helped me to look at it, part of my dam to get to the point where I'm going to actually start making some money on the Internet selling my product. I sell a product that we've had a book that was published on the regular book cycle, newsstands, bookstores, net for 25 years, and now with the internet offering so much of our information for free, we've had to shift, and so we got caught looking left too long, so now we've got to do some catching up.
Now what's the book called?
It's called Back to One, the Movie Extras Guidebook, How to Make Good Money as a Hollywood Extra.
Okay, so let's just look at this, Colin. Let's just take this down to specifics, because I kind of hate theory, because everybody just gets lost in it, which I understand. I'm the same way. So it's How to Make Money as a Hollywood Extra?
Yes, How to Make Good Money as a Hollywood Extra. Yeah.
Okay, so how to make money, I'm just searching Google. Well, first of all, no, we ain't going to search Google. Most newbies ain't on Google searching Google. They don't understand Google.
Exactly.
They're
that's
on
where
MSN because that's the default search function on their box. So we're going to go to MSN, and then we're going to search how to make money Hollywood extra.
Well,
now,
Hollywood, yeah, movie extra or
movie, yeah, movie extra, not Hollywood extra.
Well, no,
well,
it's Hollywood.
Hollywood extra is okay. So under make how to make money Hollywood extra.
Yes.
Here's the organic sites that come up. How to make $80,000 in Hollywood in 1 week by PaulLawrenceProductions.com. That's number one. Then number two is Hollywood OS, the place for casting, HollywoodOS.com. They've got two listings, so I would double-check out that site. TVFix.com sounds unrelated. MyNewHustle.com, believe it or not. Associated Content, which is just an article site. But I could go there and see who's running articles under that topic and what websites they're linking to. All right, so we got – actually, these listings aren't really great. I think you could probably go in here and dominate on this. By the way, there's also a product called the MSN Loophole that allows you to dominate MSN because MSN has, like, loopholes. So let's just look here. By the way, there's some pay-per-click ads here too. But get this. You want to know how many pay-per-click ads are over on the right-hand side, Colin?
I typed in. What did you type in again, Mark?
How to make money Hollywood extra.
Okay.
And by the way, the rest of you following along may want to do this. Over on the right-hand side, there's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ads. So if you were ad number 6 paying as little as a penny a click, I mean, if you had a great quality score, you would literally only be paying 1 penny a click. If you had a good quality score, okay, you'd probably be paying a dime. So if, at worst, you would be the last one there paying like a dime a click. But here's the thing. These other ads don't even have anything to do with being a Hollywood extra. That means your quality score is going to be very high because you're going to have, like, the only relevance.
Although right.
I don't know that MSN uses quality score. Google does.
Yeah.
So on Google, you could probably kill it on the pay-per-click side. But now let's just look at the organic. This Paul Lawrence Productions. Let's see what he's got going here. Let's see if he has an e-sign. Okay, so he has an affiliate product you could sell in your autoresponder, which is not bad. You can sell somebody else's product.
Yeah, it's, yeah. As a matter of fact, the next client down, Hollywood OS, those were people who I used to mentor who then basically they were younger, so they used the technology hit a different market, I'll say.
Oh, okay, interesting. Well, so here's the thing on this is, again, they got two products for their online store. That's more products for your follow-up autoresponder. Don't be afraid to sell other people's products, too.
Oh, no.
They've got some publications. You may be able to then get listed. If you're promoting their products to your list, then they'll probably put you on their publications thing, which they've only got one thing there anyway.
They're like it's like a bad divorce with them right now, Marlon.
Well, hey, listen, that's why God invented other people.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to use other methods, but it's like a bad divorce.
No, I don't mean that. What I mean is you have a friend do it. You create a lead generation report and have someone else contact them and put it on their, you know, they set up a website, or you just have somebody on odesk.com do it. Put up a website under, you know, somebody else's name.
Oh, and sell their product
where they can't see who it is.
Right, and let them, and then sell it under. Yeah, well,
and
I do
a generic lead generation report that they don't know leads to you.
Right, I do that right now with another associate.
Well,
I mean,
there's more than one way to skin a cat.
No, I see how.
MyNewHustle.com.
Right, I got you.
The good news here, ain't anybody I'm seeing have an e-zine. You know, that's the first thing I'd probably do is have a weekly e-zine and a blog.
Okay.
I'm not really seeing that much for blogs and e-zines here. This one, My New Hustle, does have some stuff, but I don't really know what this thing is about. I, I, I think that's just one of the many topics they cover on that site. I'll put it that way. Here's the movie extras guide.
That's ours.
Oh, that's yours. Okay, so you're like number six there. Okay. Now let
but
me
I,
say
I,
this.
But I should be you, higher. I mean, I think I should be higher.
Graphic, you need to hire a graphic designer. And split test it, but I would probably hire Design Guru Ryan, GraphicsGenie.com, GraphicsFX.com. I would rework this site. It doesn't look highly credible with the graphic. I don't mean nothing against the graphics. I'm just saying, in today's world, there's a higher standard for graphics. And I'll say that about probably everyone on this call. Everyone on this call probably needs to hire a really hot graphic designer.
Yes.
I mean, like everyone. That there's no one on this call this does not apply to. GraphicsGenie.com is a great graphics designer. There's graphic Extreme Web Graphics, Extreme Web, GRAPHIX.com. They do some good graphics. Design Guru Ryan does. And there's a bunch of really good graphic designers if you keep your eyes open now. And they're not expensive, and they can make you look like $1 million. The current site you have there looks like it doesn't have, like, a lot of value, just from the graphics. I would also try putting a long-form sales letter there and split testing it, you know, a traditional long-form sales letter.
I've been working on the one that I got from you, and it's just taken me a long time, a lot more than push button for me to write the letter. And it's not so much your
I understand side, that.
The content.
So depending on how deep your pockets are, you may want to hire a copywriter.
Yeah, it's the content more so than anything else because it's so much.
Yeah.
And I'd be willing to do that because I've gotten to the point where the time that I'm spending is way more.
Yeah. Well, so you can, you know, your copywriters, you can go to warriorsforum.com. And
Warriors.
They have a copywriting forum. And then successdoctor.com, a lot of the top copywriters hang out at successdoctor.com, too. Your top copywriters that are expensive, meaning 10 to 13 Gs, are a Mike Morgan and a Vin Montello and Ray Edwards. In the internet marketing arena, those are the guys having the big hits. Harvey Kilstein also. And then, you know, you can go down there in price, but there's a lot of other good copywriters out there that are pretty decent, that are $1,000 to $3,000.
Thank you.
And you can get a budget copywriter for $200 to $500 that if you're not very good at copy yourself, it's still probably going to do better than you can, you know.
Yes.
All right. Who else does not understand how the heck this applies to him and wants me to walk you through it? Other than Mike and Nancy. Because they talk all the time, which is good. I love that. But I want some of the rest of you to, like, have your brain wheels working. Okay, if your name is not Mike or Nancy, on the count of three, say yes. One, two, three.
Yes.
All right, if you just spoke up, tell me your name and where you're calling from.
This is Jim Fortune. I'm calling from Colorado Springs.
Hi, Jim. How are you, sir?
Fine, thank you.
Jim, did you get any ideas from this yet?
I did. I'm the one that said that this tip that you gave is worth the price of this call.
All right. So do you already understand how to apply this to your business, Jim?
No. This tip that you gave today is worth the price of this call.
All right. Good. I hope it's worth a lot more than the price of the call because the price of the call isn't that much. I should be charging at least $250, $500, $1,000. I mean, it should be worth thousands and thousands because being able to target where your customers are in the buy process is invaluable.
It's just invaluable. It's a great tip. One comment that I do have: Do you have a written transcript of this call available someplace?
No, but Jim, we post all the audios for $37. Jim, I'm not providing written transcripts. I would for $100 a month, but for $37, I'm not doing it. But I do provide audios of every call where the recording turns out, and on rare occasion the recording doesn't. But as long as the recording turns out, all the calls are posted in an online membership area. And if you do not know that area, go to getyoursupport.com and ask Tim for the A-Team membership login area.
Gotcha.
And all the audios are posted there.
Okay, thank you. That's great.
All right. Who else has a – who else – your name is not Mike or Nancy, and this sparked an idea for you.
Colin Chambers again. Thank you very much again,
okay.
Marta.
Sure.
Burbank, California, by the way.
Oh, okay, cool. Who else? Guys, I'm just trying to help you, to make sure that you're getting this. Can I help you apply it to your business? Anyone?
Yes. How would I apply it?
Okay, what's your name?
I'm Cullen. You just went down at the about the movie Extras Good book.
Oh, yeah. Well, how would you apply it is just what we just did. You type
okay.
it in Google, you find those organic sites like we just did, and you go through to see where can you – do they have – in this case, you don't have a lot of competitors, but there are some people here, a couple of them, like we already talked about what to do with the Hollywood OS. I would also find the backlinks to Hollywood OS and the backlinks to Paul Lawrence Productions and see if you can run ads there or see if they have blogs or e-zines. And in your case, I would start a weekly e-zine on this topic, and I would also start a blog where you make weekly posts to the blog about being a movie extra.
Okay.
I would find other sites that people go to learn about being a movie extra. So I might type in how to be movie extra.
Well, one of the top phrases that is used that I've seen is become a movie extra.
Okay, that's how to become movie extra brings in ehow.com.
Right.
And soyouwanna.com, sing-stars.com, stylecareer.com, insidehollywood.com, wisegeek.com. Those are some pretty good sites to check out. And then Be Movie Extra brings up soyouwanna again, so you'd probably want to look at that. The Wisegeek comes up again, you'd want to look at that. Esortment comes up, Sing-Stars comes up, those Inside Hollywood, those are all sites you should be advertising on, finding e-zines on, finding their inbound links, trying to advertise on inbound links, any e-zines, et cetera, forums, blogs. I might do like B-Movie Extra and then blog and see if there or forum. Let me see forum and see if there's any forums. Here's actingbiz.com. That would be a good site. Film TV careers on about.com is a great place to run Google ads because they have Google ads on about.com. All right, that's enough for you. There's plenty of opportunity here for you. Who else does not understand how this applies to you so I can help or has a question or a comment about it? All right, no one. Mike, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, let's work on you a second, Mike. What the heck? Nobody else wants to talk up, so let's do it. What do you want to get some more traffic to, Mike?
I want to send traffic to various blog products.
Give me one product.
Okay, 15-minute blog traffic.
So, blog traffic. All right. So we type in blog traffic. Let me get over to MSN. I'm on Google. I'm so sorry. MSN.com. I'm going to type in blog traffic. One thing that I would do, Mike, is I would go to the Google Answers thing or whatever that thing is called, Yahoo Answers. And I would look at the questions about blogs that people are typing in there. Then I would type those into Google and see what websites come up. But just under blog traffic, we've got Seth Godin's blog. So I would try to find the backlinks to Seth Godin's blogs and see if there's any opportunities there. Forums, blogs, banner ads you can buy, and so forth. I doubt there's any opportunities on Seth's blog. Then there's daily blog tips.
I read his blog.
I'm sorry?
There isn't. That's one of the blogs that I read regularly.
Oh, okay. But how about dailyblogtips.com? There's ads over on the right-hand side. That's number two. There's plenty of ad spots there. Looks like they also maybe publish articles. You can probably get your article submitted there.
Okay.
If you're a little black cat, you can go to Zango.com and run a pop-up over that URL when people go there. I'm not saying I would do it. I'm just saying you could. But I would try to advertise just on the site, put some eZine articles on, get some articles on there, run a blog ad over there on the right, test it and see if it works. Next to that is Blog Explosion.
That's a blog traffic exchange.
Blog Explosion is? Well, that's good. There's a big ad available right on the right-hand side, a big vertical ad space. And there's a Blog Explosion blog directly that has a real big ad where you could get listed in that. Let's see what else there. They link to some things here. They have some other. So I would see who links to this site and do they have links available, and then I would look at this to see are there any other opportunities on this site. That ad over there at the right looks pretty good, though. That's probably what I would first of all look at. The next one is blogtrafficschool.com, which is Yarrow.
Yeah.
But he has a newsletter here, so I assume you can buy an ad in Yarrow's newsletter or get articles in his newsletter. You might be able to get a blog roll from him, possibly. I definitely work on trying to get some articles in there. You might try blog commenting. I don't know if he publishes URLs when you blog comment or not. Yarrow's a marketer, so I would say there's opportunities there. Now, he links to some other websites, so you would then want to check out the other websites. He links to Small Business Branding. He links to Entrepreneur's Journey, which I think is also his, and then he links to Blog Traffic King. So, and then there's he also links to the usuals. He links to Darren Rowe, Pro Blogger, you know.
Yeah, probably too.
I would definitely check out his newsletter and see if you can buy a top sponsorship ad or a solo bay link to his newsletter. Then you've got Paul Stamatiou. Stamatiou. Then you got Blog Traffic King. So Blog Traffic King just came up again. All right. You got Blog Traffic Secrets. Auto Submit Blog Carnival. I bet, and then WebPro News, you can get articles on WebPro News. This Blog Carnival submission service, I'm guessing you can buy ads over there. Maybe, yeah. No, I don't see any ads. All right. Now, let me turn on, one of the things that you can do is you can use this SEO plugin for Firefox so that you can see then the backlinks to each of those sites. It plugs into Netscape. It's called, you just go to Google and you type in SEO Firefox plugin. Let me see if I can find my plugins and I can tell you. Oh, SEO Quake.
Yeah, I have that.
Okay, so then that tells you, like, the backlinks and so forth. Let me just search this term in quotes and see how many competitors they are to it. All right. We'll search it in quotes. So that tells you a little bit more about how many serious sites there are to compete for listings with. There's a million listings for blog traffic, so that basically sucks. Now, you do also have some organic ads on Google. BlogUpUPP.com. I would look there and see if there's any opportunities there. And you got some other paid listings here that I would look there and see what possibilities there are. So here's the basic idea, though. So we've got some sites here, Mike, and what you can do is you you're going to use a mind map program. You list these sites, and then you, for each site, you look at, you list the links, things that they link to.
Yeah.
And then you go to those links and you list the things they link to, and you just carry that out so you basically have a whole chain by the end of it. You know, I would be also looking at what words do people interested in blogging search for, you know, other words that are less competitive, like, for example, blog content. I don't know. You would have to try to start saying, and I would use the Google search tool for this, what terms do people search for? Now, I'm going to give you a secret. You can use a software program called Keyword Elite, and you can take Keyword Elite, and you can type in their blog or blog traffic, and do a project number one, and then Keyword Elite has a project number two, which will analyze all the keywords it finds in project number one. And then, so you take, you run project one, it finds a gazillion billion keywords. Then you have it analyze all those keywords, and it will tell you which ones of them have less than eight. It'll tell you the number of ads on Google, and you sort by the number of ads, so that you, and then you can grab all keywords that have less than eight ads, and you run your ad, Google ad, on all of those keywords, because you're going to be getting clicks for a dime or a nickel each.
Okay, I've never fiddled with that. I have Keyword Elite.
Well, doggo, run it. Run
blog
and blog traffic. Run those. Number one, project number one. Then you just select all of them, and I think you right-click, or I forget what you do. But anyway, then you can add them all to project number two, which runs the AdWords analysis. And then you just sort by number of Google ads, and then all the keywords that have less than eight ads, you highlight all of those, drop them into Speed PPC if you have it, and stick every one of them in an ad group and run it. Yeah, I mean, you know, every keyword goes its own individual ad group, and now you got clicks for a penny, a nickel, or a dime. You can also, if you can't do that, if you don't want to use Speed PPC, you can also just take and add them into small, you know, ad groups of like 10 keywords each. Or if you're outsourcing, what John Jonas literally does is he has his people in the Philippines put them in individual ad groups. He doesn't even use Speed PPC. He was like, Marlon, why do I need to do that? I have people in the Philippines. I'm like, yeah, but John, what takes them a week, you can do in 15 minutes on Speed PPC. And he's like, oh, yeah, I guess you got a point.
Yeah, I did get my programmer started this week. That's why I've been actually, I found out that the good part is that once it's all up and running, it will save me tons of time. The bad part is that getting people up and running forces, it's actually been very good. One of the things that it's done is make me mind map out all my processes so that I can hand it to somebody to do.
Right.
You don't realize how many things
you
automatically...
I mean, I hate doing operations, but you got to.
You don't realize how many little things you do automatically, especially like with me with the blogs. I've been mind mapping out everything I do with blogs, and it's like,
yeah,
it's quite amazing.
By the way, Mike, I haven't seen all your sites, but I saw one of your sites the other day, and this part about hiring a graphic designer applies to you also. Like, you just, you know, it's a new day and it's a new game, and you need top of the line graphic design. That's Extreme Web Graphics, Design Guru Ryan, Graphics Genie. That's those quality of designers.
Extreme, what was that again, Marlon, please?
I'm sorry?
About the graphic design.
I gave out the URL earlier in this call. Extreme Web Graphics, but I think that is, let me try to find it. I think that begins with an X.
Yeah, even then, you went a little too fast, but I'll release them to
it.
That's okay.
I'll find it. Hold on. Extreme Web Graphics, GRAPHIX.com.
Okay.
And then there's GraphicsGenie.com is a really great designer. Very, very nice work. Just graphics, GRAPHICSGENIE.com does great work.
Because prior to me getting your software, you would not have liked to see my site. This is 1,000% improvement over what was there. So I want to thank you. And like I said, I'll make the improvements as you suggested.
Well, yeah, let me say this, that
I didn't even know how to get the...
You still need to know how to change PSDs and do basic stuff because it just comes in so dang handy. But at the level you want to play at, Mike, you've got the money to hire. They don't charge that much for sites is the thing. Graphics Genie or Design Guru Ryan or one of these guys charges, you know. Now, the top of the line, the absolute best graphics that I'm seeing right now are maybe being done by GraphicMavericks.com. These are the ones that Mike Wu Ming, a lot of your big launches now are using Graphic Mavericks. Howie Schwartz, I think, uses them. Quite a few people now are using Graphic Maverick. It's Graphic Maverick or Mavericks.com. But that's going to be more expensive. I think he's more like a G. Some of these other people will do the graphics for $250, $350 bucks. But I'm still a huge advocate of knowing how to do some basic graphics on your own because, like, you know, so they do a PSD for you and you need to change the text. You may take them a week for them to get to it. You could sit there, open the PSD in Photoshop, change it, save it, done. Mike, is this useful to you?
Yes.
All right. Nancy, is this useful to you? Nancy may be gone now. That's all right. We're probably going a little bit long. All right. Well, before we wrap this up today, because I don't want to bore everybody to tears, who else has a question or a comment before we wrap it up today? I just want to make sure anyone who has a question gets it answered. Wow, silence. All right. Fair enough. I'm here to help, and if you don't need the help or I can't help, then I'm not. Then that's fine.
One last thing. Graphic Maverick, is that G-R-A-P-H or I-C or I-X?
I think it's I-C. Let me look. You can tell because when you hit the site, the graphics are sick. You'll know when you've hit the site. I mean, he's just sick.
Maybe I didn't get the right one.
MiniSite 911 is also one that's, I think, not as expensive, but there's someone that I'd saved. Some of you that are just getting started may want to use them. Let me find it here one second. Graphic, G-R-A-P-H-I-C Mavericks, MAVERICKS.com. And then when you get there, if you will just click, it's an offer, click I want to continue to the official Graphic Maverick site, which is /index.php, you will see that their graphics are just off the charts sick.
Okay.
And if you look at their portfolio, you will recognize sites in their portfolio. I think Wu Ming uses them almost exclusively. I just see them for a lot of people now. I mean, these guys are awesome, but, yeah, they ain't cheap. On a comparative basis, like, depends what cheap is to you, you know, but for most people on this call, they're going to go, well, that ain't cheap, so you may want to use some of these other guys. All right.
I live in California. I understand.
Yeah, everything's all, like, relative in terms of price, you know, I mean, and how much money you have, and you know, to me, like, for the time it would take to do sites of that quality, a G is cheap because this is really, really, really high-quality stuff. And if you went to an ad agency or a normal graphic design firm and said you wanted something of that caliber, they'd probably charge $7,500 to 10 Gs for it. And I think these guys will do it for, like, I may be wrong on the price, but I think they'll do it for a G and maybe less.
Yeah.
And if you look at their portfolio, it's just drop-dead stuff, just drop-dead.
Cutting edge. I love it.
Yeah, really, really smoking hot graphics there. All right, well, I hope the call has been useful to some of you anyway and that some of you make some money with it. For the rest of you, I hope it's at least been mind-expanding or mind-opening or pointed you in a useful direction that can take you places. We'll be doing this call again in 2 weeks. So for everyone on the call, I want to say thank you for – sorry, I dropped the phone. Thank you for being here. For those of you listening by audio, I'm sorry you weren't on the call live because you really missed out, but I still hope that you got some great information and great secrets and great tips today. I will see everyone in 2 weeks. Bye, everyone.